This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The White House has announced U.S. President Joe Biden will address the nation Tuesday on the status of the fight against COVID-19. The president will also discuss government help for communities in need of assistance. In a statement, the White House said Biden will be issuing a stark warning of what the winter will look like for U.S. residents that choose to remain unvaccinated. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki also said, "This is not a speech about locking the country down. This is a speech outlining and being direct and clear with the American people about the benefits of being vaccinated." Omicron has raced ahead of other variants and is now the dominant version of the coronavirus in the U.S. Federal health officials said Monday that Omicron accounted for an estimated 73% of new infections last week. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention numbers show nearly a six-fold increase in the proportion of infections in 1 week. Since the end of June, the Delta variant has been the main version causing U.S. infections. Scientists in Africa first sounded the alarm about Omicron less than a month ago. In Britain, Prime Minister Boris Johnson said his government reserves the possibility of taking further action to protect public health as Omicron spreads across the country. His statement came after a lengthy meeting of his cabinet on Monday. He said the cabinet agreed to keep the COVID-19 data under constant review hour by hour. He added the situation is extremely difficult with cases of Omicron surging across the country and hospitalizations rising quite steeply in London. Previously, Prime Minister Johnson had promised that there will be no repeat of last year's Christmas lockdown. This is VOA News. The sex trafficking trial of Ghislaine Maxwell is speeding to a conclusion. The jury began deliberations late Monday in a New York City federal court. The instructions came after closing arguments in which a prosecutor said the 59-year-old Maxwell is a dangerous predator who helped Jeffrey Epstein sexually abuse teenage girls. A defense lawyer said Maxwell is an innocent woman wrongfully accused of crimes she did not commit. Epstein killed himself in a Manhattan federal jail cell in August 2019 as he awaited a sex trafficking trial. Maxwell has been held without bail since she was arrested in July 2020. Verdicts in the most recent trial of ousted Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi was delayed to December 27th. That's according to a legal official familiar with charges against her on Monday. The court, located in Naypyidaw, was slated to rule on charges of possession of walkie-talkies and a set of signal jammers. Suu Kyi faced maximum penalties of 3 years and 1 year in prison on each of these charges, respectively. The presiding judge, however, decided to defer the verdicts. The source for this information, who spoke to news agencies on condition of anonymity out of fear of punishment by authorities, said the judge did not offer a reason. Following the February 1st coup against Suu Kyi's democratically elected government, Myanmar's military seized control of the country, and arrested her. An Egyptian activist and prominent figure in the 2011 Arab Spring is headed back to prison after being sentenced to 5 years Monday on charges of spreading fake news. His defense lawyer made the statement Monday. Alaa Abdel Fattah was released in 2019 after being sentenced in 2014 for participating in an unauthorized protest and allegedly assaulting a police officer. Shortly after his release, however, he was rearrested following a government crackdown for allegedly spreading fake news, misuse of social media, and joining the Muslim Brotherhood, which was declared a terrorist organization in 2013. Also sentenced to 4 years, each were Abdel Fattah's former lawyer and a fellow activist. A group of American and Canadian missionaries in Haiti abducted in October are finally safe after a daring escape last week, according to the aid group for which they work. The 12 escapees were among 17 abducted on October 16th after visiting an orphanage in Haiti. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.